them how to aim for careers and how to better oneself. I'd like to invite Dr. Ali Bukhari to come to the dais and give us his interpretation of this topic.
Assalamu alaikum, all the respected audience. I have been given the opportunity to talk for this very important topic. But the point is, the time is only 10 minutes, though this topic is very comprehensive, so I would like to be as brief as possible. So the topic, as you can see, that's very important with regard to the careers of our youth. Our youth, like other communities, they have to compete in the first place in order to get jobs and have better careers. As you can understand, this is the difficult age we are passing through. That's the recessionary age. But you know, you will be today learning a very interesting thing, that even in this recession, there is an opportunity for our youth. And how can they just grab this opportunity for their advantage? So, first thing which is very important to understand for everyone here is that education should be for a purpose. If we don't have a purpose in front of us, you can imagine yourself where you are going to end up. Traditionally, you see, there are a few professions where parents would like their sons or daughters to have, like, for example, everybody would like to have their son or daughter to be a doctor, medicine specialist, because they think that this is a very secure profession and they will easily able to get the jobs as well. And the second thing, they would like to say that, okay, well, let my son or daughter be an engineer. Well, this is fine, that's okay with this, because this is a traditional approach and it is working very well. Because there is a purpose and son or daughter follows that purpose and the education is purposeful, and on end of the day you get the purpose. And we have several examples in our community and elsewhere. So the advantages are very obvious when you have a clear purpose of the education. And in our religion specifically, education with purpose is very much focused by saying that Al-Kasib Habibullah, a person who has some knowledge of doing something which whereby he can serve the other fellow human beings and earns money, is a friend of God. This is a great, great lesson from our religion. So we can easily relate to that. And first point, very clear, is that people, our youth should be focused. Our youth should have purpose for their education. So purpose is very important. And the advantages, several advantages, as you can see, that the person can remain focused, remain committed, and most of the cases, what is the purpose of your education, you achieve that. But on the other hand, just think about the other side of it. That when you don't have purpose, you are not focused, and normally what will happen is that you are most of the time you will end up jobless, and most of the time you will be unfortunate as well. So this is major reason that you need to be having clear, you need to have very, very clear purpose in front of you for the education. So this is one important issue. Now the second important issue what we come as that, well, our sons and daughters, they get the degrees, university degrees, but still they are jobless. Now what about that? One of the reasons, as I said before, could be that there was no clear purpose of the education. You just got admission anywhere you could get and you got that degree. So that's why it could be one reason. But the other very important reason is that we live in a very different economy now. Before it used to be, I'm talking about the pre-internet revolution or pre-technology revolution, and the economy which most of people in our mind they were having is where we, most of things were being done manual, like industrial revolution. But that age is over now. We are now in the age of communication. We are in the age of technology now. And that's why it is said that we are now living in an age of where we, in an age that's, we live in a knowledge economy. And in the knowledge economy, requirements are different. And a few important facts I want to bring into your notice is, first thing is that manual work is minimum these days. So forget about manual things. Even if you have a university degree, you know all the concepts of what you have studied, but when you go to workplace, you don't know technology, you are not aware that we are living in knowledge economy, what are the requirements of the knowledge economy, you are no more useful. Even with a piece of paper having a degree with you, you don't get any jobs, you are jobless. And the second thing is, very important, which is related to this knowledge economy that we have to keep in our mind, is that knowledge economy required a special set of skills which our sons and daughters must have if they want to get better jobs and professional careers. And especially in the age of recession, what we are passing through, we see that due to the recession, it is said that number of jobs have been decreasing, and there is no number of jobless people is increasing. This is what we observe. But the important fact which I want to bring into your notice now is that there is a latest research which has been issued by Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development of UK, which is giving us very interesting insight. In this knowledge economy, it has been, because all the major companies and organizations have been surveyed for this, and the result is coming, as you can see from the screen as well, that the skills which are needed in the organizations of today, only 44% people fulfill those, so that's why only 44% people are up to that point. They have those skills which are needed in the workplace. It means that there is a huge gap of 56%. Gap shows that there is a great opportunity for our youth, actually. That if they focus on those skills which are needed now in the knowledge economy, and they develop those skills, there will be the condition of this joblessness and this will be really removed, because this is a research fact. And if you want to testify this fact by yourself, just check the job portals, the major 4 or 5 job portals we have in UK, like Total Jobs, like Jobs UK, like this. If you just Google them and then you go through that, thousands and thousands of vacancies are available. And those jobs are not like the traditional jobs. They are related to the knowledge economy jobs. And we don't have much people out there. So this great opportunity, I think, which exists, our people can take advantage of that. Now, this same research by Chartered Institute of Personnel, what they are saying is that even if UK wants to pull itself out of recession, we need to focus on this skill gaps. How can we fulfill that skill gap? If we fulfill that, it will bring more people into the workforce and there will be a more activity and country can come out of the recession. So now, very quickly, I would like to focus on the broad sets of skills which are needed in the knowledge economy. First thing is the core set of skills. Second is the general and support skills. Since there is not much time I'm having, so I cannot talk much more about them, but I'm just giving you an idea about it. You can find more, and I can be available also for further help. And industry software is very important. Now, if you have the concepts, you have the degrees, everything, but you go to the work, there is a paperless office. So you will not be able to work if you are not having the skill of using the industry-relevant software. So if we want better jobs and careers in knowledge economy, we need to identify our skill gaps through self-assessment and develop a career plan. This is a very important. Now, for the career planning, there are recommended steps. Like, first of all, you need to clearly define what you want to be in your life, what job role you want, and then identify the skills needed in the job knowledge economy for the job roles, and then determine the skill gaps and develop the plan to gain the needed skills. And once you gain the required skills and enter into the job roles for your choice, you will be having plenty of opportunities. So lastly, what I would like to say is that if you need help on this matter, you can contact me anytime. I have my email and as well as my phone number, and on the top of it, every Friday, I hold a career planning workshop for our youth. I invite every one of you to join this workshop, which is normally done on Friday evenings. So thank you very much, and good luck for everybody, for our youth. And if there are any questions, I am here to address any of the questions.
अब मैं दावत दे रहा हूँ अबूजर जोन में इमामिया काउंसिल के कोऑर्डिनेटर जनाब डॉक्टर आफताब अहमद, और ये जो कन्वेंशन हो रहा है इसमें भी इनका बहुत अहम रोल है और इनकी तजवीज़ पर हम ये मुश्तरका कन्वेंशन जो करवा रहे हैं जिसमें इमामिया वुमेंस भी हैं, इमामिया गर्ल्स भी हैं, इमामिया यूथ भी हैं, और इमामिया काउंसिल जो इस्लामिक सेंटर हैं उन वो भी तशरीफ लाए हुए हैं। तो मैं दावा देता हूँ जनाब डॉक्टर आफताब अहमद साहब।
Wants to have a stance within an indigenous community has to have a voice. There is no better way to have a voice than within the political arena. Unfortunately, the Shia community in the UK has no voice, political or otherwise. Habitually and historically, our voice have been our brothers, the Sunnis, and more than that, the Wahhabi fraternity. There has never been a Shia terrorist. There has never been a Shia agitator, not in just this country, in the world. But the very people who are doing the bombing, who are creating terrorism, who are responsible for the atrocities, the deaths, the maiming, and the bad name given to Islam, they are the very people who are advising the governments of the world as well. Well, I believe, along with Majlis-e Ulama-e Shia, that our voice must come through. And I would like to take you through, step by step, how to become politically aware, how to put your voice forward, and how to be a tribute, how to be somebody worthy of being called a Shia for your community. How you can put your voice where it matters. As you know, this country has three main parties: Labour, Tories or Conservatives, and Liberal Democrats. Whichever party you feel close to or akin to, that is your choice. But the point is, unless you join a party, unless you work within a party, your voice will never be heard. A huge mistake was made in the 70s by an organization called the Muslim Parliament. The very word parliament set it against the British Parliament. From day one, it was a pariah. It was non-starter because of that name. If we're to live in the UK, we must interact with the British politicians, with the British